So we'll see. All right, we've got to laugh. We need to laugh. Yeah. We have to laugh. Bill Melberg's coming up. And you know what we have today? On the exciting episode of Bill Melberg, our political humorist and satirist, I do believe we have a bus tour today.
All right.
I do believe today on Melberg, it's a bus tour.
We've got some featured guests.
Yes, it does. You'll love who's on the bus.
Okay.
Because the wheels on the bus go round and round.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll find out who's on the bus coming up next. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey at 8:29. Because we'll cry if we don't laugh. We have to laugh. Our friend and talent is political humorist and satirist, Bill Melberg. Good morning, Bill.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, since we last talked, Tim Pawlenty dropped out of the Republican presidential race. Rick Perry jumped into the Republican presidential race. And President Barack Obama hopped aboard his presidential bus for a three-state tour of Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois.
Stevie, I might add each of the two Canadian-made presidential buses cost $1.1 million. And since Mr. Obama said his campaign trip was really an educational trip, we the people, in other words, we the taxpayers, picked up the tab for the entire ride. However, as Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, pointed out, the next president will also be able to use the new buses. And given President Obama's plunging approval ratings, going down faster than the Dow Jones, I might add, that next president, less than a year and a half from now, could be in the bus and on the road again.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Well, that's Willie Nelson, isn't it?
Yeah.
With my friend. Can't wait to get
home. I love Willie. Bill, did you follow President Obama's bus tour?
Stevie, I certainly did. You see, I used to be on the road myself during my last semester at the U of I when I was a Champaign-Urbana MTD bus driver.
What? You were an MTD bus driver?
Yes, I was. The red line, the green line, the blue line, I drove all of them, although mostly the red line. And if you have a dollar or exact change or $60 for an annual pass, I'll take you and Diane and our Connect FM listeners for a bus ride this morning on the Red Line. In fact, we have some special passengers already aboard that I'm sure you'll want to talk with, the former presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, plus our usual morning riders, John McCain and Barney Frank.
Hey, this sounds like fun. All right, here's $2. Diane and I are covered now.
Got mine.
Yep.
All right, and here's the bus just outside the door, so hop aboard, and I'll start her up.
All right, here we have Bill Melberg, former MTD bus driver. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a unique trip for us today.
Looking good in here.
Yeah.
Climb aboard.
Yep.
Thank you.
We are aboard the bus, and here are this morning's first two guests. Oops. I think... You just hit a bump there, Bill. Here are our first guests, former President George H.W. Bush, number 41.
Welcome aboard, Stevie and Diane.
Good morning, Mr. President. And sitting next to you is your son, the President George W. Bush, number 43.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hello.
Hey, you guys better take your seats there. This ride could be a little rough. Just like the Obama economy.
Well, Mr. President, let's talk a little about the economy. What do you think of the situation? What do you think of President Obama's chances of getting reelected 15 months from now? Why don't you go first, President Bush, number 41?
Well, Stevie, speaking as a one-term president, I know how a bad economy can affect an election. I mean, hey, I really know how a bad economy can affect an election. That's why I was a one-term president. But my bad economy was a lot better than President Obama's bad economy. So given his disastrous economic policies and his tendency to blame everyone, usually my son, but himself, for his failed presidency,
I'd say Barack Obama is toast. And he's going to be getting a pink slip himself 15 months from now. In fact, you'll be lucky to be driving that big presidential bus. That is, if President Perry will hire him.
All right, President Bush number 43. That brings up the Republican presidential contest. Now, I know Rick Perry was your lieutenant governor when you were governor of Texas. He succeeded you as governor when you went to the White House. So is Rick Perry your first choice for the Republican nomination in 2012? And do you think he'll be setting another... we'll be sending another Texan to the Oval Office, sir.
Well, Stevie, hold on. I think Bill's about to take a turn around a corner there. Wow, he really knows how to drive a bus. MTD taught him well. And I tried to teach Rick Perry about compassionate conservatism. But Rick Perry's an old Texas farm boy and an Eagle Scout, I might add. And he's a little less prone to take the kinder, gentler approach to politics. In any case, it's up to the voters to pick our nominee, and I'm not about to make any endorsements on board this bus. But I will tell you, I won't be voting for that fellow on the other bus.
Oh, you mean President Obama?
That's the guy, old Herbert Hoover Hussein Obama. Of course, I'm just joking.
Well, President number 43, on a serious note, what are you doing now that you're retired, sir?
Well, Stevie, I heard... former President Clinton on your program last Friday.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard him sing a little song he had written. And I wrote it. I put together a little song myself not long ago that answers your question. Would you like to hear it?
We'd love to hear it, sir.
All right, here it is. Let's see here. Oh, now I'm back home where the Texans all roam and the Cowboys and Rangers both play, where seldom is heard a disparaging word because my critics are now far away. I'm home, home on my ranch, and I couldn't care less about France. My problems are few. Laura's doing good, too. And our skies are not cloudy all day.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much, sir. President Bush 41, do you have a song for us this morning?
Well, Stevie, matter of fact, I do have a song, but not this morning. Just
all right.
Not up to
right.
Not into the singing mood.
All right.
Thing.
We'll save it for another time. In fact, we're running out of time. I want to thank former Presidents Bush and Bush for being with us.
My pleasure, Stevie. And by the way, Barr says hi to you and Diane, as well as our driver up front. That goes for Laura, too, Stevie. And I want to thank Bill Melberg for being such a good driver. The red line never looked finer.
Gentlemen, if you don't mind, we'll now head to the rear of the bus for our usual point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona, Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat Massachusetts, are waiting for us. There are a couple seats right over here across the aisle.
Excuse me, sir.
John McCain, Barney Frank, good morning, Senator. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane. Watch your step. The widest wee-wee walkie here at the rear of the bus.
Gentlemen, what did you think of President Obama's bus tour this week?
Stevie, my friend, President Obama stole the bus idea from yours truly. As you'll recall, I ran my 2008 campaign from the Straight Talk Express, which I might add was not a $1.1 million bus made in Canada. Moreover, unlike President Obama, I paid for the Straight Talk Express from my own campaign fund, not from the taxpayers.
Congressman Frank, your response?
Oh, well, Stevie, once again, Senator McCain is reminding us of his own catastrophic presidential campaign 3 years ago. And I hardly think that President Obama stole Senator McCain's bus idea. For one thing, he didn't name his bus the Straight Talk Express. And for another, President Obama is saving the taxpayers' money by not using his big presidential airplane, Air Force One, to carry him from town to town on his educational, fact-finding, public outreach trip.
Senator McCain?
Stevie, my friend, whether Congressman Frank wants to admit it or not, I rode around in my Straight Talk Express long before President Obama took his trip this week in the Double Talk Express. And I might add that while he was aboard his bus, Air Force One
was flying to nearby airports, accompanied by huge Air Force cargo planes to carry all of the cars and SUVs that followed the Double Talk Express all around Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois.
Back to you, Congressman Barney Frank.
Stevie, oh, look out the window there. Oh, wow. Back to your question there. We all know how mean-spirited Senator McCain can be and what a grumpy old man he is. But I think he's outdone himself this morning with his ridiculous remarks about Barack Obama and his remarkable bus tour. This was an opportunity to reach out to the people and to let them know how much the president cares about their plight and how much he's embarrassed by the Tea Party downgrade, the Republican rascals on Capitol Hill, and the mess John Boehner and Paul Ryan have made of our economy.
Senator McCain, let's shift gears for a moment. What did you think about Rick Perry's entrance into the presidential race this week, sir?
Stevie, Governor Perry brings with him a record of success in creating jobs in Texas, which stands in stark contrast to President Obama's record of losing jobs across the rest of the country. So I think he's a formidable candidate, and he certainly gives my old rival Mitt Romney some stiff competition.
Congressman Frank, any thoughts about Rick Perry?
Stevie, Rick Perry is another white-wing lunatic and religious fanatic. Like George W. Bush, he has that Texas swagger. Although, in all honesty, I must admit I find something very attractive about his Texas swagger. Moreover, despite his extremist views about various issues, I find Rick Perry strangely appealing, and I love his rugged good looks.
That brings us to the end of this week's Point Counterpoint segment. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed our very unique bus tour. Maybe we'll be on the road again some other time.
That's fun.
But for now, we're going to step off the bus and take this time out for some important commercial messages before returning with one of the world's greatest Elvis Presley fans. So stay tuned. 846 935 953 Connect FM.
Jeremy, help me with some of these office supplies, toiletries, and cleaning products and jamming it in our SJ broadcasting van.
Diane, what are you doing? Here, this bag of paper towels is rolling out. Oh, in this case, a hand sanitizer.
I'm getting ready for the United Way Stuff the Bus event at Jupiter's at the Crossing Wednesday, August 31st, with nearly 40 community partners benefiting from these donations.
Wow, great idea. I'd love to help.
Well, good, because SJ Broadcasting is going live, and you'll be on the mic Wednesday, August 31st at Jupiter's at the Crossing, with details found at unitedwayhelps.org.
To our regular Friday morning visit with political humorist and former MTD bus driver, Bill Melberg. I should also mention this week marked the 34th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. As a matter of fact, ironically, in our trip to Texas this week, we passed the Graceland exit.
Okay.
We had all kinds of live things going on. We did not stop. Well, this was the 34th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Fans from around the world gathered at Graceland in Memphis to pay their respects at the King's gravesite. As many of you probably know, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is an Elvis fan. So is former Illinois governor and future prisoner Rod Blagojevich. And this morning, we're joined by another Elvis fan. Former Secretary of State under President Nixon and Ford, Dr. Henry Kissinger. Welcome back to Connect FM, Dr. Kissinger.
Stevie, as Elvis would have said, thank you very much.
Is it true that you met Elvis at the White House, sir?
Yes, it's true. Elvis Presley visited Richard Nixon at the White House in 1970, and I, as Secretary of State, was there, of course, when the President met the King.
I am told you do an amazing impersonation of Elvis.
Well, I try.
So why don't you give us a little sample? For instance, what song do you think Elvis would have sung to President Obama this week as the president made his way across the Midwest?
All right, well, let's see. president was crying a lot about his opponents this week, and people seem to be disappointed in his failure as a leader. So I think Elvis might have sung this song if he were aboard the president's bus.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
Well, thank you, Dr. Elvis. I mean, Dr. Kissinger. And following that fabulous rendition of Elvis Presley singing Hound Dog by Dr. Kissinger, here's our favorite political humorist and former MTD bus driver, Mr. Bill Melbourne. Bill!
Wow, boy, Dr. K is quite the impressive president there.
That's spot on.
Oh,
incidentally, man. I'm just looking here. I Googled Nixon, Elvis, and White House.
Yeah.
Came up with the National Archives for the Nixon-Presley meeting. Of all requests made each year to the National Archives for reproductions and photographs, one item has been requested more than any other. It's the photograph of Elvis Presley and Richard Nixon shaking hands at the White House.
There's a great coffee table book titled When Elvis Met Nixon, and it was done by this guy named Bud Somebody. He was the staffer, like 24-year-old staffer, and he was the only guy in the room, and Elvis wanted to get a badge. He wanted to help with the fight on drugs, and Richard Nixon turned to the staffer and said, "Oh, I don't know. Bud, can we do that?" And Bud said, "We can do anything you want, Mr. President. You're the President of the United States."
Right.
And that's how all the narc things, you know, kind of started because of that conversation again. But it's interesting stuff.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Hey, Bill, you're awesome. I appreciate our bus trip today. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Glad you liked the ride.
That's Bill Melbourne.
A little ride on the red line.
You can learn more about Bill at aneveningwiththepresidents.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome. Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. We'll meet back on Monday morning and start a new week together. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend.